Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. Glad you're here. Skip Miller's here. Skip's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, coming up on... Golly, we've already had 15 years. Skip, how about that? 15 years you've been hanging out with us.
You know, it's been an enjoyable 15.
It's like a dream come true for you, isn't it? It's like a dream come true for you, isn't it, buddy?
It's really fun.
I get that all the time.
Yeah, no, you are a dream come true.
M3Learning.com, ladies and gentlemen, is the website. Ultimate Sales Toolkit, that's one book, and the new one is called Selling Above the Line and Below the Line. So check that out wherever books are sold. We're talking about the three things that you got to know about your salespeople. You got to know about their characteristics. Do they have what it takes to be a salesperson? You got to know the numbers. They have to understand the numbers. And now the third one. I want you to tell us that. But before we do, I meant to ask you, on the characteristics, do you ever give personality tests, profile tests? Do you think you recommend those for salespeople?
Yes.
That'll keep you from hiring an accountant, won't it?
You know, hunter, farmer, trapper, skinner, we got all these names for salespeople. You know, it all depends. For your company, do you need somebody who's an aggressive mercenary, or do you need somebody who's a little bit more gentle? Hey, every company in every territory, for the most part, is going to be a little different. Mm-hmm. You want to put the right fit there. So, you know, these personality profiles, there's a ton of them out there. Just Google sales profile, you know, personality profile, and it costs you a couple $100, but boy, it's better than hiring somebody you like as a brother or a sister, and all of a sudden finding out they hate prospecting so much they're not going to do it.
You find out they're an engineer. All right, what's number three?
Number one, the characteristics, high enthusiasm and a great natural curiosity. Number two, know your numbers, work backwards. My goal for this week, this month is X. Work backwards to find out what kind of work it's going to take to hit your goal. Number three, what's the actual outcome? Big word, outcome you want when you get the prospect on the phone. A, if I could take everything in my head and put it in their head, they'd see why they should buy from me. We call that the marriage? No. You want a first date. Ask for a meeting. Hi, Mr. Smith. I know I'm interrupting you or you're very busy. All I'm looking for is 10 minutes of your time. Is now a good time? How about tomorrow? Ask for a meeting, a 10-15 minute meeting, within a 1-2, no more than 3-day schedule.
You gotta close for the right thing, don't you?
Close for the first date. Don't close for the marriage. I can't tell you how many emails I see that in the first three paragraphs are all about the customer. That's a pound seven. I'm deleting those things.
Mm-hmm.
But the prospect thinks we've got it out there. We've got our message out there. You're asking them to marry you and not even asking for the first date. Mr. Smith, my name is Skip Miller with the Jim Blasingame Show. I'm looking for 10 minutes of your time. The purpose of that would be because we think with our advertising and our market reach, we could increase your sales like other prospects and other companies do. Is now a good time? Tomorrow, I'm looking for 10 or 15 minutes.
Regardless of what you're doing, in fact, if you meet someone and you give them your and you exchange cards, that's a sale. You just closed a sale. And shut up and go away and take that card as long as it's got the email address on it. Shut up and go away. You just hit a double. And leave.
Right.
I mean, go away before you blow it, right? And then follow up and close for the next step.
The pressure on a salesperson to get a sale is probably why they suck at it. Let's set the right outcome.
Say that again. Say that again. Folks, this is going to be on the test. Say it again.
The pressure to get a sale on a salesperson is so great, that's why they think prospecting sucks.
Make sure that you think about that when you're talking to your salespeople, folks. Be sure that, I know you got pressure, I know you got to make payroll, be sure that your pressure isn't causing them to blow a good prospect, to mess up a good relationship.
Ask salespeople, how many first dates did they get? All right, how many times did they get somebody who just gave them, okay, you got 10 minutes, go. And then don't do the show or throw up. And the 10 minutes have planned. I have two quick questions for you. As you look at the next 6 months, what are your biggest challenges or issues or whatever they are? So in that stage three, the first stage, that 10-minute meeting, you better have two or three key questions prepared so that the buyer says, are my problems. I'm willing to potentially listen to you. Now it's time. On the second date,
there you go.
To start talking about yourself.
That's right, folks. And it might be a dozen dates. Hey, Skip, I got to wrap it up. M3Learning.com, right?
That's it. And if they follow these three, hire the right person, characteristics, do the numbers, go for the first date. If they map that out, they'll have more success.
Essay test to follow. Hey, Skip, good to talk to you. We'll see you next time. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.